Whatever we're going to try to do today is hopefully finish the sugyas of chola to the best of our ability. There's a ton of material to do. We spoke about cholish yesh bo sakana at length, but there's a whole slew of cholim who are not yesh bo sakana. And there are three or four categories within this group, right? When I say three or four categories, so going from most severe to less, to least severe, most severe in terms of that you could do the least amount of things, and least severe that you could do the most amount of things. So the most severe is mechush ba'alma, right? Above mechush ba'alma, some poskim have a thing called miktsas choli. Above that, you have chol she'im bo sakana, and above that, you have sakana sever. Right, those are the four categories, or maybe three categories, because maybe miktsas choli does not exist as a separate category than mechush ba'alma. So let's just, you probably have heard these dinim many times, let's just kind of run through them quickly. Rif chaf dalet amid beis, bedafei harif, the end of Perek Shmona Shratim. No, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. The riff. The riff on Chof Dalaran Beis Bedafei Harif. What? No, this I don't think I put on the Makoro sheets. I mean, some of this I put on the Makoro sheets, like on page, oh, I added stuff. It's a section that I call Sakonas Eiver, that I put on the sheets. The source sheets I'm talking about basically Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana. That's what I have on the source sheets. Now we're talking about the Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana stuff, which is not really in the source sheets. The only one of the things that we'll discuss is number 8 called Sakanas Eiver, although I have to admit I made a mistake and I have two different number 8s. So it's the second number 8, second Roman number 8 rather than the first, but we'll get there a little bit later. Chaftal amabez bedape harif. This is a gemara, the meaning of in the beginning of the Masechta, the fifth perek. The gemara says that refuah for a behema is permitted on Shabbos. That refuah for a behema is permitted for Shabbos. And the basic issue is that we're not gozer mishum shchikas samemanim for a behema, but for an adam, we are gozer mishum shchikas samemanim. Okay, meaning a human being who's sick on Shabbos. Now, by sick, I mean that you have what's called mechosh ba'alma, shochon achsim in shin chavches se'if aleph, right? Mishiyesh on mechosh ba'alma, v'hu mischazek cholech tibari. Aser lasos lo shum refuah, va'afilu ayde ino Yehudi gezer mishum shchikas samemanim. So if you have just what is called a plain mechush, right? It's just uncomfortable. So, but you're miskazik v'holeif kibur, you walk around like a regular healthy person, so then you cannot do any refuah. You can't even take medicine. That's a gezera mishum shchikas samemanim. Shrika samamanim, we assume grinding dyes is a malacha da'iraisa. Even though the Rashba permits tochein la'altar, are we going to learn tochein this semester? I think we decide we don't want to do the Siddur the past thing, so maybe we're not going to do tochein. But if we would do tochein, we would see that there's a Rashba who says that tochein la'altar is permitted. You guys may have to tell me about tomorrow what malachas we're doing. But if it's tochein out, what? You want to do tochein? If it's.
No,
right?
But,
so tochein, even though tochein la'alter is permitted, but the Rashba's nusach in the tshuva is that tochein is permitted la'alter because the Torah can't answer whether I eat my food in big pieces or small pieces. When you think about it in like a warped halachic sort of way, right, you realize that whenever I chew food, I'm doing tochein. Right? So what's the heter to chew on Shabbos? This is the biggest chumrah of the day. So the heter is, l'tzarech achila. well, why is tzarech achila mutter? Right? So not a 1,000,000% clear. The Rashba holds that tochin la'alter is okay. But tochin la'alter is only okay if it's tzarech achila. So therefore, shpika samimanim, which is not tzarech achila. Medicine is not achila. I don't make a bracha on my medicine. Right? I'm allowed to have, let's say, a pill that's treif, that's derived from a treif something. So the iser is based on shchika samamanim, and there's no, it's not considered achila, so therefore it is usher on Shabbos. Whenever you have a mechush, you can't take any medicine. So far, so good. There's no kula of tochin la'alter. That's what the Rashba writes. Or that's what the Eglei Tal says based on the Rashba. Fine. So Tosfos at the end of Beit Zara writes that, remember, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos, Gezeira Shem Yitak and Klei Shir. No? It's like, so every Yeshiva Bachar's favorite Tosfos is, well, Tosfos said, since we don't know how to be Mitak and Klei Shir today, so therefore it's okay, right? Whereas Tosfos Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Tosfos at the end of Beit Zara. So Rav Shechter quotes in the Sefer Mipnine HaRav Azoi that one of the Rabbonim in America once got up and he gave a drasha about how since Tosis permits dancing because we don't know how to be metaking Klei Shir, so therefore taking medicine on Shabbos today is going to be Heter Gomor. Because we don't grind. When was the last time you ever ground spices at home to make a pill? Anyone? To make any medicine.
Oh, I have.
So, yeah, speak to me.
I worked at Hess, but I kind of like crushed like these things like medicines. Also, when I was younger and I was doing the
them. What did they do?
They used to crush them.
To crush a pill into food is a different cheshbon. Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. And to crush a pill, the pashtus is heter gamur, because ein tochin achar tochin. Right? It was already ground once to make the pill.
Right. So it's talking about
crushing the herbs to make a pill, to make a medicine. So do people do that today? So it happens that today, I think, with today is in the year 2023 with homeopathic medicine or the like. So it could be that people do it more often than they did in the 1950s and 1960s. But there was a Rav in America who, Rav Shechter doesn't quote who it was, who said, oh, Bizman is that you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos? If you have a mechush, like you're somewhat uncomfortable, you have a mild headache, you're allowed to take a medicine on Shabbos. Because we don't know how to grind medicine. So first of all, it might not be clear that this is true anymore. Second of all, the pashtus is, azoy, why is it that we're so machmir in the mechosh? I have this headache. So I'm more machmir than anything. I can't do any aveira, right? Even ayde amir la'akam, even the asking a guy to do a drabonon, ayde amir la'akam, it's all usher. Why? Right? Why am I so machmir? So the answer is that because you have this headache, you're all bohol, because you're all like worked up, so therefore you might come to do an Isra Doiraisa. The pashtus is that taking medicine is not only because of shrika samamanim. It's violating any sort of Isra Doiraisa because you're all bohol. Right, and that could mean as follows, right? The Ketzos HaShulchan, that's Rabbi Avram Chaim Noeh, right? You look confused.
What's bahol?
Bahol means you're all nervous.
Oh, like a bahula?
Okay, behola, yeah.
Behola. Right? Is it Hebrew or English?
It's Hebrew. Beis hei vav lamed, bahul. Right? Because I am all nervous, right? Because I have this headache, I might come to violate and do an Isser Malach on Shabbos. I might come to drive to go and get some medicine. Because I'm worried, I'm scared, I'm sick. So therefore, Chazal answered it. The Pashtus says it has nothing to do where it's not only about shtika samamanim. The pashtus is it's because you'll violate some sort of iser de'o raisa. We're nervous about that. And because the stakes aren't so high, all you have ultimately is like a headache. You're uncomfortable. So what's the big deal? Right? So don't take your medicine. So we aser taking medicine on Shabbos for someone who has a mechosh. Now, how I define what a mechosh is going to be very unclear, but certainly like a relatively mild headache is not a mechosh. So far, so good. Now let's go to the second category, which may or may not exist. Look in Simon Shin Zayin Se'if Hey. Like Shin Chav Chasif Aleph is what we saw already, that there's an Isser even to take medicine on for a Mechosh, right? But in Simon Shin Zayin Se'if Hey, it says that for miktsas choli, something that's not malacha, and it's an iser drabanan, so you can ask a goy to do it for miktsas choli. Right, you see that? Shin zayin sif hey? Right, davar she'ino malacha, ve'ino aser lasas b'shabes el misham shvos. It's only an iser drabanan. So mutar yisrael lomer la'ino yehudi lasos b'shabes, v'hu shi'ya sham miktsas choli, Ogia sarich ledavar tzorech harbe or mipnei mitzvah. Right, so shvus to shvus is mutar b'makom mitzvah. Right, this is like a basic yisod in Judaism. To ask a guy to do an iser drabanan is mutar b'makom mitzvah, but it also says in Shulchan Aruch that it's mutar b'makom miksas choli. If you're a little bit sick, shvus to shvus is mutar. If you're a little bit sick. So here's the problem. A little bit sick sounds like a mechosh. If it's like a mechosh, then I should be super machmir that I can't ask a guy to do anything. I can't do anything. I can't even take medicine. Right? Mechosh is like the most chomer thing in Judaism. Lahavdil, it's mamish, like gimel chamuras. Right? Mechosh is like a terrible thing. You can't even take medicine. So how come for Miksas Choli you could do a Shvus to Shvus? Right? There's a stira between Shin Zayin Sif Hei and Shin Chav Ches Sif Aleph.
Wait, can I ask a question?
I give you permission.
Okay. So, I mean, we're saying for Mikos you can do anything, but for Miksas Choli you can do Shvus to Shvus, but now we're saying that's a stira, or if
it's not the same. Well, so it's a stira only if you assume that they are not the same category. The answer that many have to the stira is that miksas choli is a different category than mechosh. It's a higher level. Right? When I said that there's three or possibly four categories, what I meant is miksas choli may or may not exist. I know that mechosh exists. And there are times that's also take medicine on Shabbos. In this book, The Halachos of Refuah on Shabbos, Rabbi Badner, so he talks about, he calls mechosh, it's actually a good term. He says that a mechosh means an ailment as opposed to an illness. An illness is like a chola she'in bo sakana, right? He defines miksas choli as here it's on page 7 in this book. He talks about the stira. He says miksas choli shvus to shvus is mutter, by mechosh shvus to shvus is aser, and miksas choli, it's hard to know the difference between mechosh and miksas choli. So he says that, you know what, mechosh is something that you're functioning, you're walking around, but you're walking around with tremendous pain. He says, like, if you have bad arthritis, that's like the only case he could think of. That's considered a miksas choli. So for miksas choli, shvus to shvus is mutter, but not for mechosh.
Like if someone has like a chronic illness, it's flaring up.
Again?
Like if
So if the chronic illness that flares up and like you're in a lot of pain, so that would be considered a mixas choli. It's hard to be magdir what's a lot of pain. People sometimes ask a shayla, oh, am I allowed to take medicine? Or these types of questions. So usually when someone asks that type of question, they really are allowed to take medicine. They're just nervous, right? We also have in the back of our minds this shita that maybe the issue of taking medicine, even though Rav Soloveitchik hated this shita, but there are poskim who hold of it. So it is enough or it's something to be mitztaref. But to go back to mixas choli versus mechush, so the base mayor on Shulchan Aruch assumes that there's no difference. Meaning, mixas choli, by definition, is the same as mechush, and shvus de shvus is mutter for a mechush. So if I have a headache, a routine standard headache, so I could ask a guy to do an issur drabanan for me.
So how does he narrow the category of mechush that you
can... So I can't take medicine myself, because medicine myself is doing it ayde Yisrael. But I could ask a guy to do an Isser Drabonon for me, like put on some sort of burn cream, if you have a mild burn, no? You have a mild burn, so there's going to be cream that would like relieve the pain. So you could ask a guy to put it on, because that's a shvus to shvus, and that's okay if I mix us fully. And mixas choli is the same as mechush according to the base mayor. All of these books create four categories. They say that mixas choli is different than mechush. They are based on the Magen Avraham who says that when Shin Chav Chesif Aleph write that you can't ask a goy to do something for you, gezeir mishum shchika samamanim, the Magen Avraham quoted by the Mishnah Brura says that that means you can't even ask a guy to do a shvus. But the base mayor says that shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mechush. If you pass it like this base mayor, you do have more grounds for kula. We're good? So that is category one, perhaps category number two. Category number three is the big one in the sense of this is chola she'ein bo sakana. Turn to the Gemara Kuf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Kuf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. If you remember the Gemara here, it's like the first wide line. Right, the Gemara says that when it comes to women who had babies, so there's a difference between 3, 7, 30, right? For the first 3 days, she's a chola sheyesh bo sakana, no matter what. Within 7 days, if she says tzricha ani, so she's then considered a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and all is, you could be make on everything. But lamed, within 30 days, even if she says tzrichani, we're not mechal Shabbos. Right? Amina hardoi. Right? This is the first wide line. Chaya, a woman after a baby, gimel belamed. Gimel, bein amr tzrichani, bein amr lo tzrichani, mechal nesha Shabbos. Zayin, amr tzrichani, mechal nesha Shabbos. Amr lo tzrichani, ein mechal nesha Shabbos. Lamed, afilu amr tzrichani, ein mechal nesha Shabbos. Aba osin ayude armoy, right? Within 30 days of having a baby, you're not machal Shabbos, even she says, I need it, but you do it ayude a goy. Kidrav ula, right? Kidrav ula, reid rabbi loy, to omar, kol tzarchicholin, nasin ayude armoy b'Shabbos. Right? Like ula says that any zorech for chola, you do ayude a goy. Okay, Rav Hamnuna, Dam Rav Hamnuna, Davar she'ein bo sakana, Omer lo nachri va'osa. That for chola she'ein bo sakana, Amir lo nachri is okay, That means amira l'nachri even to do a doraisa. For a chola she'ein bo sakana, you could ask a goy to do a doraisa. Okay, that means as follows, just to give an example, sometimes a person has like an attack of something, so you go to the emergency room on Shabbos, no? And then the doctor looks at you and the doctor says, you're fine. But you're really not fine. But you just had this serious attack. No? The doctor means you're not a cholosh yesh bo sakana. Go home. But you're a cholosh ein bo sakana. So therefore, what can you do? Amir lo nachri, even to do a doraisa. Right? Meaning, if it's better for me, I have a better chance of getting better at home than in the hospital. Right? Or they'll kick me out of the hospital, whatever it is. So then you could ask a goy to drive you home. Right? Cholosh ein bo sakana, amir lo nachri is permitted even to do a doraisa. That is basic Judaism, right? That makes it to Shulchan Aruch. Basically nothing to talk about. Amir lo nachri is mutter for cholosh ein bo sakana. Good? Taking medicine is mutter for cholosh ein bo sakana. Now, how do I define chola she'ein bo sakana? So in this, we have a difference between our yeshiva and the rest of the planet. Ready? Our yeshiva is Yeshivas Rabbein Yitzchak Lachonan, right? We're all part of our yeshiva. We just have to put this on the table, right? Simin Shin Chot Ches Sif Yud Zayin. Chole shenofal machmas choyo lemishkav ve'ein bo sakana. Right? A sick person who goes to bed, right? In other words, you can't get up. You have to stay in bed. There's ein bo sakana, you're not going to die. And bepashtus, we'll have to discuss about sakanas aver. That's going to be the next category. You're in bed. Oh, yesh lo meicho shemitzdayer b'chalim meno kol gufo. She'az afilu holeich, afu pisha holeich k'nafal mishkav dami. Or let's say you have these types of aches and pains all over your body. You know, there's some people I know who, you know, they can mamish be terribly sick, but they have to go to Shul on Shabbos. So they're going to go to Shul on Shabbos and they're going to, like, pull themselves out of bed. They'll go to Shul. And they're just going to be kvetchy and like in pain the whole time. That's called chola kogufo. So then you could tell a guy to do an iser de oraisa on Shabbos. That's the halacha. So most assume that you're only called a chola she'ein bo sakana if you have to go to bed. Correct? In our yeshiva, we have a different definition because Rav Shechter points out that the end of this se'if says azoy. Look at the Ramah at the end of Sif Yud Zayin. Mutar lo melayin yehudi lasos tavshol lo katan she'en lo malecho destam tzarchi katan kecholo she'en bo sakanadoni. That you're allowed to tell a goy to cook food for a katan because stam tzarchi katan is cholo she'en bo sakanah, meaning a kid is by definition a chola she'ein bo sakana. And therefore you could tell the kid who is not well or something, you could tell the kid, you could tell a goy to cook food for the kid. There's a discussion in Sif Yud Tes about whether the food is going to be mutter for somebody else, because the goy is cooking the food on Shabbos. So that's Bishul Akum. Right, Bishul Akum, one of my friends points out, does not mean cannibalism in halacha. Just there, right? Bishul Akum means that the goy does the cooking, right? Bishul Yisrael does not mean cannibalism in halacha. I could say it that way also. But the point is that if the kid does not want to eat anything, so a goy could cook the food for the kid. Some of the poskim say this only refers to eating, because eating will definitely get you better. Or it's eating is really considered tzorech for a chola. That's why on Yom HaKippurim we feed katanim, etc. But maybe other stuff is not like that. Rav Shechter has the Hagdara though as follows. This is in the Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon. Rav Shechter writes that the reason why a katan is a cholish imbo sakana is if you have a kid, so the smallest thing that goes wrong, the kid like goes off the rails. Now, has anyone ever experienced this? Like a little kid who just goes like, a tiny thing goes wrong. I mean, I could tell you that like my 11-year-old son is still like this. Right? If the, what's it called? He'll eat shalant when the potatoes are mamish cut exactly one way. If the potatoes are slightly different, he's not going to eat it. Right? And he'll go, it's not just that he won't eat it, he'll go berserk. Right? There's a thing about kids. That means that a chola she'im bo sakon, a kid is a chola she'im bo sakon, the kid is not in bed. But that means that the kid is not functioning normally because he doesn't have X, Y, and Z. The definition of chola she'im bo sakon, according to Rav Shechter, is when you are not functioning normally. But that was the shaila that we were discussing with Rav Shai Shechter, right, when he came in, right? If you're not functioning normally, according to Rav Shechter, you consider chola she'im bo sakon. One of the issues that comes up is fertility treatments, right? Is a woman who has to undergo fertility treatment, is that person a cholash im bo sakana? Right? Technically speaking, well, what's the illness, right? If you take the nafal mishkav definition, so then right, there's nothing to talk about, right? You're not in bed. But if the definition is that you're not functioning normally, so then it's going to be okay. Right? Cholash im bo sakana means you don't function normally. Someone needs medication for anxiety. Remember, if I'm a mechush, I can't even take medication. Cholash im bo sakana can take medication. If someone has anxiety, so because of the anxiety, then that, again, if you have a very serious psychological condition, you could be a cholash im bo sakana. Reb David Cohen's son-in-law wrote a book, a couple of, it came out like a few months ago, about halachos of psychology or something. Rabbi Yoni Rosenzweig also came up recently with a sefer like on this topic. I don't like Reb David Cohen's son-in-law's sefer because he talks about how a psychologist, a therapist is very helpful and it's involved in the mitzvah. And that's all true. But you also have to focus on the fact that the person with the condition is a chola and the person with the condition is potentially a chola sheyesh bo sakana. If someone has real depression, right, that's chola sheyesh bo sakana. Someone has real anxiety, that's a chola sheyesh bo sakana, potentially. It's at least a chola sheyesh bo sakana, so you could take medicine. Right? If you could take medicine, so then assuming the only way to get stuff is ayidei amir al-nachi, even to do a dayrai, so it's okay. Whenever you have a condition that you don't function normally, even if you're not in bed, that's called a cholash im bo sakana, and that's the definition of, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, a katan is a cholash im bo sakana. That's Rav Shachter's Hagdar. Rabbi Willig uses this in Hilchos Nida all the time, no? In terms of the issue of passing a baby or the like, right? So Rabbi Willig says, well, we assume that tzarchei katan is like cholash im bo sakana, and therefore it's okay. You're passing the baby, you'll tzarchei katan. My understanding is that if I'm passing the baby because, you know this condition called dead arm? That like you've been holding a baby for a while and like your arm like loses all feeling? Has anyone ever experienced this condition? Like, so in that case, I want to pass the baby. It's not Litzarech the baby. It's Litzarech me. But if I'm passing the baby, Litzarech the baby, the baby is like pining for its mother or something. So in that case, it's okay. Because that's a tzarech the baby. A katan is, tzarechi katan is chol hashem bo sakana, by definition. And for chol hashem bo sakana, we are mekon in Hilcha Shabbos, or mekon many areas of halacha, adkan. So the definition of chol hashem bo sakana, the pashtas, you don't mamish need to be nafal mishkov. And for chol hashem bo sakana, you can take medicine, and you can, what's it called? You can do medicine, and Amir al-Nachri is okay, even to do a Dairaisa, right? Everything is great. That's a Chola She'im Bo Sakana. Now, I can ask a guy, what about asking a Jew? Can a Jew do a Malacha, an Isser D'Rabbanon, let's say, or right? And Isra Dereisa Al Yedei Yashinoi. Can a Jew do that for Echola She'in Bo Sakana? Right? This is the most prevalent category in Chol Shabbos. But Echola She'yesh Bo Sakana is pretty rare. Echola She'in Bo Sakana is, happens all the time. Can you ask, can a Jew do it? If there's no goy around, can a Jew do it? So there are four shitas in Shulchan Aruch. Right? This is all Shin Chav Chasif Yod Zayin. There are four shitas. Let's just look at some of them in the Gemara. It's just easier to see it like in the actual Gemara. So here, the Ran. The Ran at the end of the... this Ran? The Ran, it's on Lamet Hasama Beis, Bedape Haref. Right, the Ran is coming off of a Gemara that you have it on the source sheets in the first section on Sakanas Eiver. Right, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chof Ches. Am Rav Zutra Batuvi, Am Rav Ayin Shemarda Mutar Lekochla B'Shabbos. Right, if an eye, Ayin Shemarda, the eye begins to rebel. Now, the Gemara is going to say in a few lines that the vision of the eye is connected to the heart, and therefore it's like a Chol Hashiyesh Bo Sakana. What this means is the eye connected to the heart, not in any medicine that I know of. When I say that sakana of the eye is like a Chol Hashiyesh Bo Sakana, some of the poskim say it means like if the eyeball fell out. I know it sounds like something out of bad parts of Harry Potter, but it's hard to know what it means. But this is the source of Sakanas Eiver. The Gemara says, Ayin Shemarda Mutar Lekochla. We originally think that this is when the medicine was ground me etmol, but you're not allowed to grind it on Shabbos. So Amar Lei Ahum Rabbanon Reb Yaakov Shmeilo Didi Mifreshali Midei Minei Reb Yehuda Afil Mishkak B'Shabbos Asu Yedar Preshus Harabim Mutar. And then the Gemara says, who's going to listen to you? So the Gemara answers that Ayin Shemarda is Mutar Lekochla B'Shabbos. My taima shuraina de'ena buvanta delibatale. That there's some connection between the eye and the heart. So you see from this Gemara that when the eye has difficulty, so then you can ask. Ayin shemarda, so you can do an iser drabanan biyadayim. Mutar lekochla b'shabes, you can do an iser drabanan. The Ran says that we see from this Gemara that's only true about an eye. If you look at the Ran, Lamites on the base, where it begins, Mehashaminon, that you have it. Right? Mehashaminon, Dimishum Sakonas Ever, Yenat Machal Shabbos, unless there's Sakonas Misa, the time of the Shirain, the Eina Belibatalu, Halav Hachi. Right, the Ran says that from here you see, and this is going to be the next category, that Sakanas Eiver, you're not Mechal Shabbos, only because of the eye is connected to the heart. Just because you go blind, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Bishamina Nami Meha, Duchol Hecha Deikas Sakanas Eiver, even though we're not Matir Melachos Doiraisa, we are Matir Melachos Dorabonon Ayudei Yisrael. Right? Meaning, you're allowed to take medicine, and the Ran does not distinguish between taking medicine and doing a melacha d'rabbanon al yedei Yisrael. So therefore, if you have sakanas eiver, melacha al yedei Yisrael is going to be okay. But, mihu, second wide line, kisharinon, I keep on saying second wide line, but that's only if you have like a Gemara. I don't know where this would be if you're looking on the computer. But umihu kisharino nafilu shfusa yidei Yisrael hani mili hecha deika sakonas eiver. Avachola she'in bo sakonas nefesh velo sakonas eiver Nihi d'shari bei malacha gemura aydei nachri. Like we say in the Gemara in Kuf Chav Tes, that tzarchi chol anasim aydei nachri, be'ein matirin lo aydei Yisrael afilu shvus shal divrehem. Zucked the Ran, that the Gemara on Kuf Chav Tes says if you are a chola she'ein bo sakana, so amir lo nachri is permitted. But nothing al yidei Yisrael is permitted. Even to ask a Jew to do an Isser Drabonon B'Yadayim is not permitted. That's what the Ran says. In the Shulchan Aruch, there are four opinions quoted. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yod, which I don't have in front of me, the Rambam sounds like for Chola She'im Bo Sakana, you could even do an Isser Drabonon Al Yidei Yisrael. Remember, the Gemara says Amir al Nachri. The Rambam says, yeah, that just means Drabonans. The Ran says only Amir al Nachri. And the Yid can't do an Isser Drabonan even Al Yidei Ashinui. The Mechaber quotes four Shitos. To do an Isser Drabonan B'Yadayim, the first Shita is the Rambam, that Yesh Matir Mafilo Ein Bo Sakanas Eiver. The Rambam says, you can do an Isser Dirabonon B'Yadayim. Yesh Omim Shein Ein Bo Sakonas Eiver. Shem Yesh Bo Sakonas Eiver Osin. Im Ein Bo Sakonas Eiver Ein Osin. The second Shita is the Ran that we just saw. The Ran says that to do it Al Yedei Yisrael is only Mutter if it's Sakonas Eiver. If it's not Sakonas Eiver, you can't do anything Al Yedei Yisrael. Right? So the Rambam says, Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, do a drabon Al Yedei Yisrael. The Ran says that Al Yedei Yisrael is only permitted by Sakana Sever. The Yeshomrim, Shita number three, this is the Ramban, Shem Ein Bo Sakana Sever, Osen B'Shinui, Vim Yesh Bo Sakana Sever, Osen B'lo Shinui. Right? The Sheet of the Ramban is that if you're a chola she'ein bo sakana, you can do an iser dirabonon b'shinui. That's the pashtus, right? The loshon mechaber in the Ramban is im ein bo sakanas eiver osin b'shinui. Presumably, what he means is that ein bo sakanas eiver, and the Mishnah Berurah takes it this way in osin and dalet, ein bo sakanas eiver. So a regular chola she'ein bo sakana, you can do an Isser Drabonon Al Yedei Shinui. If it's Yesh Bo Sakonas Eiver, so then you can do an Isser Drabonon B'Yadayim without a Shinui.
Nobody has
to do this in the Raisa,
right?
No one what? To do an Isser Raisa for what? For Chol Hashem Bo Sakonas, for Sakonas Eiver.
I guess for a
whole thing,
it sounds like we're saying for sure not.
So for Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, the most I have is a Gemara that says Amir Lo Nachri is okay. That's an Isser Drabonon. The question is, can I also permit an Isser Drabonon Al Yedei Yisrael or only Amir Lo Nachri? So the Rambam says you could do an Isser Drabonon Al Yedei Yisrael. The Ran says you can't. The Ramban says you can do it Al Yedei Yisrael B'Shinui. Right? But the Ramban bepashtus means that you can do an Isser Drabonon Al Yedei Yisrael B'Shinus. That's the pashtus in the Ramban. The fourth shita is that even Yesh Bo Sakonas Eiver, it depends whether the Maisa is connected to an Isser D'Oraisa or not. That's a complicated shita, but the mechaberet divrei hasvara hashlishes nirin, meaning that you can permit for a chola she'ein bo sakana, we permit amir al nachri, and we permit a Jew doing an iser dirabonon b'shinui. That's what we have in the Shulchan Aruch. For sakanas eiver, we permit a Jew doing an Isser Drabonon even without a Shinui. That's the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch. We're good so far?
We should be
that last time,
then.
Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. So she'll. So with sakanas aver, so you can do an iser derabbanan without a shinui. Without sakanas aver, you can do an iser derabbanan with a shinui. That's the way the Mishnah Brura understands it. The Alter Rebbe. By the way, Yud Shvat has nothing to do with the Alter Rebbe. Yud Shvat, which was a big Chabad Yontiv this week, no? Yud Shvat is the day that the Friedeker Rebbe got out of prison, and it's a day that the Rebbe Mamash became the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe instead of Reb Shmaryahu Gurari, who was the older brother-in-law. So Yud Shvat is a double Lubavitch Yontiv, but most of us don't celebrate it even once. The point is that Chole She'ein Bo Sakana, the Mishnah Brura understands the Mechaber, you can do an Iser D'Rabbonon Al Yedei Shinui. The Alter Rebbe of Chabad, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in Se'if Yud Tes, he says that you can even do an Iser D'Oiraisa B'Shinui. This is based on a different Gemara. The Gemara says that a Golneach, like that means like somebody who's like yearning for milk or something. So what you could do is you could be yonek. You could nurse. That is a malacha of dosh, the pashtus. You're extracting a liquid from an encased area. The pashtus says that's a malacha d'iraisa of dosh, but it's a malacha that is not done normally, right? It's the normal way to do dosh is the normal way to milk an animal is like the yadayim. It's not like with your mouth. So the Alter Rebbe says, I see from that Gemara that for a chole she'ein bo sakana, you can do an iser d'oraisa b'shinoi. And the Mechaber might sound this way also. And Rabbi Sabalovsky once pointed out to me that he thinks if you read the Ramban inside the Torah, Adam actually sounds like the Alter Rebbe. That, right, again, the Mishnah Brura, Magen Avraham, normative Judaism, you take out one of these English language books, so you always find the kulas in the footnotes and the chumras on the top, right? This is standard Judaism. On the top, it says, Chol she'ein bo sakana, amir lo nachri, or an iser, D'Rabbanon al Yedei Yisrael B'Shinoi. The Alter Rebbe says you can do an Iser D'Oiraisa al Yedei Yisrael B'Shinoi. Can you do an Iser D'Rabbanon without a Shinoi? For Echola She'in Bo for Echola She'in Bo Sakona. So the Chaya Odom is Mekel on that. Right? The Chaya Odom is Mekel to do an Iser D'Rabbonon without a Shinoi. So in the pecking order of things, if you have a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, Goyim are the best. Right? If you can't have it, Goyim are the best, it's in the Gemara, it's Mutter. If you don't have a Goy, so Shulchan Aruch says the main sheet is the Dei Ashlishis, which is understood by most to do an Iser D'Rabbanon al Yedei Yashinui. To do an Iser D'Oraisa al Yedei Yashinui is the way the Alter Rebbe understands the third opinion in Shulchan Aruch. And the Chaya Adam paskins that if you don't have a choice, so you could do an any Iser D'Rabbanon biyadayim for Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, which is really that Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud. We're good? You don't have a goy, and it's the type of thing that you can't really do al Yedei Yashinui.
Does it matter how Chol She'ein Bo Sakana is?
I don't think so. I mean, if it's something that you need. I find these distinctions like between mechush and miksas choli and choloshein basay, the more lines I want to draw, the more difficult it is for me. I'd rather be like two categories, we'll have three categories in a minute, but mechush is one category, right? And for mekush bepashtus, you could be mekho even on the shvus to shvus, right? Against what it says in all the svarim, right? Like the base mayor says. Second category is chola she'in bol sakana, where I permit al yedei Yisrael b'shinoi. According to Mishnah Berurah, I permit an Isser D'Rabbanan al yedei Yisrael b'shinoi. According to the Alter Rebbe, I permit an Isser D'Oraisa. I permit an Isser D'Oraisa al yedei Yisrael b'shinoi. Okay, so this is the basics of the sugya. Now, what a chola she'ein bo sakana is, so many conditions are chola she'ein bo sakana, no? Mamish, yeah. Right, and to get, I'll give you a case, right? It's hard to do it, are you there, you're going. You have a condition that you need to take a shot. Now, there are two types of shots. There's subcutaneous shots and there's intravenous shots, no? An intravenous shot goes into the vein. And Shlomo Zalman Pasan's in the Shmir Shabbos that whenever you go into the vein, you're drawing a little bit of blood first and then you put it in. So that little bit of blood that you draw is a malacha d'oraisa of dosh, let's say, or shochet, whatever it is. A subcutaneous shot just goes under the skin. Lav dafka, will there be any bleeding, etc. Right?
That's like
subcutaneous is right under the skin, but not into a vein.
In your stomach.
What?
In your stomach.
In your stomach?
Where, yeah.
It could be in my arm. Right? Most injections, right? When you get, I hope you got your COVID shots and all the boosters, they're subcutaneous. Right? They just, right? Many times you need, we spoke about like women who need fertility treatments. So according to Rav Schechter's definition, they're considered a chola she'im bo sakana, right? B'pashtos. Whether it's considered sakanas eivar, we'll have to talk about. But it's chola she'im bo sakana. So you can be meiko on amir lo nachri. You can be meiko on an iser d'rabbanan ayudei yashinoi. But the problem is if I'm going to try to give a shot ayudei yashinoi, I'm going to end up creating more problems, right, than I would otherwise. So I have the Chaya Adam, who passes like the Rambam, that I could do even an Isser D'Rabbanan without a Shinoi.
But isn't the drawing blood that's
so if I'm drawing blood, that's an intravenous shot. I'm drawing blood, intravenous shot. But if it's a subcutaneous shot, the assumption is that's only Isser D'Rabbanan. Right? Many cases, you don't have a Goy. Right? That's the case. I don't have a guy around. If I have a nurse, Gavaldic, I have a goyish nurse. But I don't have a guy. And you can't do it ayudei yashinoi. So then you have to rely on the chay adam. That, I think, is the basics of chole she'ein bo sakana. Sakanas eiver is azoy. The Gemara talks about sakanas eiver in the context of ayin shemarda. In the context of ayin shemarda, the Gemara says ultimately that's a chola she'yesh bo sakana. What is the din about a regular sakanas eiver? Zok the Me'iri. This is on your source sheets, no? The Me'iri, what, he died in the year 1365? Any historians here? Yeah, he died. He's no longer alive. That much I know. Right.
1315.
Thank you. You're very quick with this. Right. So the Me'iri writes on this Gemara of Ayin Shemarda. He basically writes that Lav Davka is at the eye, but any Sakanas Eivar Yermachal Shabbos, meaning that I treat Sakanas Eivar like a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Right, lo amru shirayna de ena belibatalu eloloma shahefset sakana sa'ever krova lovo. Right, that you could mamish lose the limb or lose the functionality of the limb. So therefore, according to the Me'iri, you could be mechal Shabbos on the do'iraisa also. There is a Tosfos on Lamed Ches and Sukkah, who sounds like you could do a do'iraisa for sakana sa'ever. but it's the bad Girsa in Tosis. If you look in the Tosis Harash, the Rashash already points it out. That, wow, Tosis is saying that you can do a Dairaisa for Sakana Sefer. Right? So Rashash didn't have the Tosis Harash. Tosis Harash does not say it that way in Tosis. But there is a school of thought in Rishonim, and it is not completely ignored in Poskim, that for Sakonas Eiver, you can be Mechal Shabbos on Do'eraisas. Right? Again, the case of Sakonas Eiver is that you're not going to have functionality of the limb. Now, you got to be very careful. You have to know medicine well. So there was a case in the Heights a couple of years ago that someone, a young kid, I think it was like an 8-year-old kid, fell down and had like some sort of broken arm. The Hatzalah people took him to the hospital with the Raisas on Shabbos. The Rav of Breuers, Rav Mantel, got very upset. He said, what's the heter to do this? It's only Sakonas Eiver. Sakonas Eiver, you can't do the Raisas. So a few things. One, you have to really know medicine very well. A break of a bone, right? I think we spoke about this, and like, I apologize for the gruesomeness, right? So we're not going to go through it again. But break of the bone potentially could be a real sakana. But let's say you know 1,000,000% that it's not. Are you Mechal Shavs Sakonas Eiver? So I do have this Mi'iri, and I have this phantom Shita in Taisus. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes that for Sakonas Eiver, I could do an Isser D'Rabbanan Al Yedei Yisrael without a Shinoi. That's all it says in Shulchan Aruch. To do an Isser D'Raisa, Shulchan Aruch does not say it. However, the tshuva of the Melamed Lahoel quotes, right? The Melamed Lahoel was Reb David Zvi Hoffman. He was the rector of Hildesheimer's seminary in Berlin, no? He was the father-in-law of Professor Alexander Marx, who was the librarian in the Jewish Theological Seminary. David Zvi Hoffman was a goyim olam, but if you want to do a doctorate on Darkei Hapsak, David Zvi Hoffman, to the best of my knowledge, was the only posek from that generation who employed mechkarish type of stuff. Meaning, he would say, yeah, well, you have this Medrash Halacha, but if you look in this edition of it, there's a slightly different girsa. And like, he would do all of these types of things, which is not standard among Poskim. There was a conference about Reb Zvi Hoffman in Bar Ilan University like 2 years ago. So I actually met this guy when I went to Harvard for Shabbos. I met this guy, and he was talking about he's talking about Reb David Zvi Hoffman. So he presented like a lot of my thoughts about Reb David Zvi Hoffman at this conference. Reb David Zvi Hoffman, unlike the Sri Deish, with the exception of his tshuva about covering hair, the Sri Deish basically does not do mechkarish stuff at all. No? Reb David Zvi Hoffman does mechkarish stuff like all the time. He does Semitic languages. Right? It's not normal derech of psak halacha.
Wait, sorry, can you just come by the definition again?
Of
like a three-word definition for
Mechkar. So employing Wissenschaft. employing modern methods of scholarship.
Is that so different than
what Again? Yeah, again, in Tanakh type of stuff, like the whole Gush world of Bible does a lot of this type of stuff, but that's not in Psak Halacha.
Wait, so people are fine with it, or you're saying just with Halacha?
In Halacha, that is usually, I don't know Poskim who do this normally. I think it's very rare that Poskim do these types of things.
Wait,
under the Gerson? What? So just doing a Gerson saying, that's one thing, but like looking at different Kisvei Yad and weighing which one is more accurate and using it, that is unusual. My basic theory in life is that the Shach was a little bit mechkarish, like a couple of hundred years earlier. Right? The Shach is... What?
What language is that?
Mechkarish? Mechkar. With English, I-S-H, afterwards.
Oh, I see.
So Rav David, the Shach actually was sensitive to different girsos and different svarim. He had different editions. Right? It's unusual for poskim of that generation. Also, Rav David Zvi Hoffman is like three stages past him. So Rav David Zvi Hoffman writes that there's a Rabbeinu Tam who says that afilu da'avon echad me'ivarav ani korei sakana u'mechalon Shabbos. Right, if you're nervous about one of the limbs of Mechal Shabbos, the Or Zeruah quotes that Rav Yah argued on this Rabbeinu Tam, that's only Sakonas Ayin. But, says Rabbeinu Tam, no. Rabbeinu Tam is going to say that Mashakos of Ayin, who had in Sha'arei Varim, like we saw in the Me'iri, and he quotes a Taisus in Sukkah, now Taisus Chafav, I quoted Lamedor, I think it's Chafav, I'm sorry. Tosin Sukkah Chavav says that Sakonas Eiver is like Sakonas Nefashos. So Sakonas Eiver, we're Mechal Shabbos, says Rav David Zvi Hoffman. So when the Rav of Breuer's got all upset about this, so I told the Hatzalah guys who I knew that I felt they don't have to feel so bad. First of all, you have to know a lot to say a break is definitely not Sakonas Nefashos. And even if you know for sure it's not Sakonas Nefashos, so there are shitos to rely on to be Mechal Shabbos for Sakonas Eiver, even to do a Doraisa. And the German postim relied on this. There's a line in the there's a little section in the Sri Deish was made on this. One of the Hatzalah guys had like a baby right after this episode. So the Shtick Kotari he said at his son's bris was about this with Rav Mantel sitting there. He like said the Shtick Kotari like, okay, thank you very much. You're getting me in more trouble in the heights than I needed. But that's the basic yesod. That's the basic yesod. So Rav David Zvi Hoffman wants to be Mekel. The Pashtus is, you can't be Mekel. The Pashtus is the gear, Rav Shaka has in the Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, that it's based on the, it's a raw gears in the Taisa. So again, so if I want to go through the pecking order, just, right, Chol HaShi Yesh Bo Sakana, we spoke about at length. In the world of stuff that's not Yesh Bo Sakana, so moving from Min HaChomer El HaKal, you have Mechosh Ba'alma, where you can't even take medicine. And the Pashtus, the way the Mishnah Brura seems to learn, you can't even do a Shvus to Shvus. You can't even ask a guy to do a Drabanan. However, Simon Shin Zayin Sef Hey says you can do a Shvus to Shvus. So some of the Sfarim say, well, that's a Mixas Choli as opposed to Mechush, but we don't know the difference. And therefore, there is the base Meir that Mixas Choli and Mechush are the same. And for Mechush, you can do a Shvus to Shvus as well. So I can't take medicine, because medicine is like doing it Al Yedei Yisrael, but a shvus to shvus, I can do for a mechush ba'alma. Right? That would mean, by the way, you could ask a guy, if you have a headache, to go to the pharmacy and buy you some Advil. No? A routine headache is a mechush, definitely. But if you hold like this base mayor, that mechush is the same as chole, as mixas choli, there's no difference, or shvus to shvus is mutter. Right? And it's very hard to split the hair between these two. His Rabbi Badner says, oh, only like a bad case of arthritis or something. Or, right, you said, a chronic illness with a flare-up. Okay, great. Chola she'ein bo sakana. So, we pass an amir lo nachri is permitted. What about being done al yedei Yisrael? So the Rambam says you could do a drabon on Ayyidei Yisrael. In the worst case scenario, the Chayi Adam says you could rely on that Rambam. To do an Isser Ayyidei Yisrael Bashinui, so the Mishnah Brura Paskins, right? Again, we are following the Dei Ashlishis, the Ramban, Mishnah Brura Paskins, that you could do an Isser drabon on Ayyidei Yisrael for Chol HaShein Bo Sakana. The Alter Rebbe says you can even do an Isser Dairaisa Ayyidei Shinui. For Sakonas Eiver, Shulchan Aruch says that Deya Shlishis is Iker, that you could do an Isser Derabbanan Ayyidei Yisrael without a Shinui. But we have these Shitas in German Poskim, which is based on a Me'iri who definitely says it. There's a Tosfos in Sukkah who probably doesn't mean it. There's a Rabbeinu Tam that the Mordechai quotes that the Reb David Zvi Hoffman is into, but even the Rabbeinu Tam, Reb Schefter once pointed out, doesn't really mean that. But you can't say it's entirely rejected. In other words, my feeling was that once Hatzalah did it already in that case, right? So then the shaila is how much tshuva do you have to do? Right? The case when Hatzalah took the guy who was dead to the hospital. So I think that really needs tshuva, although one of you pointed out that maybe they're doing it for the wife because the wife is going to, his wife would be traumatized knowing that the husband died, right? So you could say, okay, we're going to take it. Right? That's a tzad l'hakel. But if you know for sure the person is dead, right? No heter. Right? And I don't know if there's a difference in this area between mostly dead and all the way dead. We'll leave it like that. But so for sakonas aver, you could do an iser derabbanan ayde Yisrael without a shinui. But according to the German poskim, you can even do an iser de'iraisa for sakonas aver. The sakonas aver is mamish like sakonas nefashas. So this is the brief overview of the halachos of chole on Shabbos.